Dayton community members are rallying to support Oregon District businesses after a fire New Year's weekend. The fire broke out in the kitchen of Salar Restaurant and Lounge, which was heavily damaged. Smoke also affected other nearby shops. I talked to one proprietor about his experience that weekend.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
The smell of smoke was still present when I entered Hicks Barbershop in the Oregon District. The barbershop is one of a half dozen other businesses that were forced to close. Owner James Hicks opened the shop about 4 years ago through the city's pop-up shop program.
I was coming in Friday morning, and unbeknownst to myself, I saw a lot of fire trucks up on Fifth Street. So I came in, cut back through the back way, through the Ty 9 parking lot, came up to find the building on fire, and my door busted down.
In the 4 years here, can you give your take on kind of the camaraderie between businesses that operate here in this this building and really the district?
In this building, I came through the pop-up shop program with Spice Paradise. Ulrika Massey is the owner-operator of that. So we came in this together, opened up at the same time, you know, and watched both of our businesses grow during that. And then being down in the district, you know, it's a very tight-knit community. A lot of people know when new businesses come in, they reach out, they offer a welcome and any type of help. You know, everyone likes to patronize everyone else down here. So, you know, there's a lot of cross-purchasing amongst the businesses, and it's a nice, you know, tight-knit community down here.
Just to jump back to the renovations that you had done previously, was that just to add another station?
Yeah, I was actually on the tail end of my renovation inside the shop that I was going to add a second chair. Business was dictating that I do that just so I could watch it grow, and I could not take in walk-ins and usually same-day appointments. Adding another barber would have offered, you know, more services for the community and to get more people to come in to be able just to walk in and to get a haircut at the time they wanted.
I understand a number of the half dozen or so businesses affected by this fire have managed to find temporary locations. What's your experience there?
Fortunately for myself, I have a very good friend, Tim Minton, at Centerville Barbers in Centerville, that has offered a spot for myself that I can start cutting out of come next Tuesday. The thing is, like for myself and Ulrika, I have to have a licensed business. I have to have, there are many different types of sanitary things that I have to do to in order to cut hair. It's not like I can plop down in any space and start cutting. Same thing, you know, she has health guidelines herself. She can't do her food straight out of the kitchen. So for us, it's kind of been very impactful because our businesses are closed and closed down. You know, we can't do anything remotely with our businesses. So it's been kind of tough reaching out, getting to my customers, letting them know what's going on, because I still have customers calling that have no idea that this has happened. But, you know, with the space offered by Tim, it's helping me out tremendously.
Okay. What are you being told as far as getting this building back up and operating?
The last line of communication I had from the building owner is that it could be from 2 weeks to 3 months. The biggest part of the problem here is that we share utilities. All of our water and gas and electric is on one main. So one main supplies 5, 6, 7 businesses. So what has happened since the fire, they had to cut off all utilities, which it's not that easy as flipping a switch. They have to go through, assess all the damage that it's done, make sure if they flip that switch that another fire is not going to break out. Same thing with gas, same thing with water. Basically, you have to have electric first, gas, and then water. All the lines inside of this building are now frozen. So the thing is getting the heat to unfreeze those pipes and then turning that water back on to get it flowing. And if they don't do it correctly, you're talking a whole half block of businesses underwater. Yeah, it's tough.
You found space to work in, and that should help you through this time a little bit. But let's talk about where else you're getting support from.
I've had several customers message through Instagram, text, offering any type of help that I need as far as, you know, clearing the building or clearing my space. repainting or any of that type of thing that needs to be done. Also, you know, saying where you're going to be, we want to come support you. You know, for me, fortunately, I have great insurance that covers these types of things. You know, unfortunate for like your average server, your average bartender, they don't have that type of insurance. They don't expect to walk in the next day and see their place of business up in smoke. So, you know, I had really good insurance, great insurance that's helping me in that manner. So I don't look for or need, you know, to reach out to community. You know, if they want to put dollars or push anything, push it to the people at Solar.
I don't want to take too much more of your time because I can see both our breath and we're in this great little space with no heat and no electricity. But there is a fundraiser coming up for the employees that have been affected by this.
Yeah, I believe it is this coming Tuesday at Blind Bob's. I think they're doing a bingo night there, and they also have a GoFundMe set up for the employees of Solar. So if any of my customers, clients, they want to do anything, do it for the people of Solar.
James, thanks so much for your time, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad, you know, that the media has reached out and recognized that, you know, there are several businesses that have been affected by this.